Congratulations, Midnight Conversations is out. We've been so happy to play some selections and we'll do a lot more. I guess I'd start out asking, how did you guys come together to form a piano duo?
Well, we were both two of the new piano artists of the International Piano Certificate Program in Brussels. And just it happened that I was from the United States and Zitlali was from Mexico, so we always flew together from New York for each session, and we always shared a hotel room. We just liked each other's company, and we hung out together. We both love food, and we love music. We love traveling, so we sort of hit it off. And then we decided to play a couple of Piazzolla duets, actually. We played them at one of the, I think it was Palm Beach session, and it went really great. And we played a couple more concerts, and we ended up being invited as a duo for more engagements, so then we officially became a duo. We didn't realize that we were a duo till we actually got like a few concerts lined up in Mexico, and then we just started to decide what name would be good for the duo, which hasn't happened yet.
So I also have a sort of a basic question of, tell us a little bit about the difference between piano four hands and two pianos. Is that a big difference? Obviously you've made some of your own arrangements of these Piazzolla things and adapted them, but is there a big technical difference? Do you guys mostly play four hands or is it two pianos?
Well, there is a huge difference. We play both. I would say the biggest technical difference is that most venues don't have two pianos. So to perform two piano recitals obviously requires two pianos, and it's not as easy. Of course, it's a very grand experience. You have two pianos. You have the most possible sound that instrument can generate, right? It's almost like an orchestra. So the instrument is phenomenal. The ensemble is phenomenal. You have, everybody has control over their piano, over their pedal. Something that doesn't happen in four hands. In four hands, you have to share an instrument. You have to share a chair. You have to completely redo your part according to the other person. There is someone who is pedaling for you, usually the second piano pedal. So it's very difficult when you're playing the first piano part to trust someone pedaling your themes, to share the space. So I would say that most of our fights happen during four hands. But at the same time, I think we both grew so much as musicians, practicing and performing four hands. It really makes you listen. It really makes you be considerate of the other person. And it's just been really a fantastic experience. At first, we really didn't like four hands. We avoided playing four hands. And then we ended up playing mostly four hands.
We avoided playing four hands for, I would say, the first 2 years, because we only wanted to play two pianos. And it's very, also it's physically uncomfortable to sit in one piano, because you have to turn your back and then
you have to be together, which is it's considered the most difficult ensemble, four hands, because you're sharing one instrument with four hands, the piano, and it's really difficult to be together.
But I think at the end, the four hands ensemble is actually probably the most, I don't know, that's satisfactory, yeah. Because the two piano is the most fun, of course. You have your own piano, and there's a lot of sound, and the parts are written actually equally. And the four hands, no. The four hands, one have the accompaniment part, and the other have the melody part, and then the balance issues. I mean, we grew a lot, both as a musicians and as a duo, thanks to the four-hand repertoire.
Should we say something about our Piazzolla arrangements?
Yes, please.
So what happened is these were two piano arrangements by Pablo Ziegler. By Ziegler. And we played a recital at a venue in Mexico. And they asked us if we could play the Piazzollas on one piano, if we could fit them. Of course, at the moment, we couldn't fit them. But then we made our own arrangements. And because of the nature of the part, we move a lot. So we switch seats. So one gets up and goes around the other or has her arm around the other. And it's extremely attractive to the audience. It's extremely fun. So we call them our dancing Piazzollas.
It's funny. I was going to ask actually sort of a follow-up to that. And as you're talking about this, as you have moved to some a lot of forehand music, is there typically someone who is playing the bass and the accompaniment and someone that's playing the melody, or do you guys switch off?
We switch off, otherwise we will kill each other because everyone wants to play the themes, you know, and it's not fair to be stuck on the bass. So even within some pieces, we play two forehand concerti, Czerny and Schnitke. We switch between movements and between even in shorter pieces like the Piazzolla, we switch maybe three or four times within a piece. It is fun, and also both of us get to play the themes and both of us get to play the bass, so it's fair and it's fun.
I know the title, Midnight Conversations, is a little autobiographical as I read the liner notes. That's kind of fun. Were some of those conversations on what to put onto this CD?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
We are both quite a bit of night birds, night owls. And unfortunately, it's hard to be disciplined when you're together. And also, we live in different countries. So when we see each other, we're always up until early morning. And a lot of conversations, a lot of arguments, a lot of discussions happen. So of course, the CD was one of those discussions, choosing the repertoire. It was not an easy selection. We went through many, many different options. We finally came with all these dances that we love and our audience loves. We think that it's a nice bunch of exciting dances around the world.
And it all started because we were traveling to Europe, and then with the time difference, we were always up very, very late. And we couldn't sleep. And then we would go out and find some food, which was not easy task. And then we would travel also all night, and instead of sleeping, we were just talking and talking. that was the idea of the whole title.
Midnight Conversations is out on Centaur with the Guevara Zelzova piano duo. And the cover looks very mysterious, and the back cover, and there are different costumes. I was going to ask a little bit about the marketing, and is this something sort of fun that you guys decided to do? And how did you decide to, because they're kind of fun costumes.
Yes, we really love the work of this photographer, Mexican photographer, Damian Siqueiros. So we contacted him. We weren't sure if he would be interested in working with us. He was thrilled to work with us. We had this idea about the 20s, costumes from the 20s, exactly what you said, mysterious. So I'm really glad that this came through, actually. We gathered a very talented set in Canada. We actually traveled to Montreal to work with him. So they had costumes, different costumes for us, hair, makeup, and it was really like a fairy tale. We felt like we were on a movie set. So it was probably the most fun part around the CD. And we really are in love with the images, and it was just really, everything was just so special and so personal. We felt part of not only the playing, not only of the editing, of choosing sounds, mastering, but also we were part of the photography of the ideas, writing the text for the CD. So everything feels very, very personal, and it's very gratifying.
I guess I'd end asking a little bit about the importance of having a recording out, because you've talked about engagements in Europe and in Latin America and here in the States. Is it important as young artists to have that sort of recording out there?
We feel so. I think it is important just so in a way that you have formally made, how should I say, not made it, but you have formally produced some of your work that can be heard, right? Because of course you can be heard at concerts, but not everybody can hear it. I think it's just, it is important. What would you say?
Yes, I think it's so important to have the work of many years just in one CD.
You have to contain it in a way, right? It's not so much about legacy, but just so CDs out there, and people can buy it, and people can listen to it, and you know, you can have this in any country. People can get to know us, hopefully. And of course, I think career-wise, as you said, it is important for young artists to have a CD out there,
like a professional. How do you say, like a product?
You see, musicians are not good at talking about this.
Where can folks find out more about your performances in this recording?
GZ thepianoduo.com. We also have a Facebook, we have Twitter, Instagram, and we would like to thank you, John, so much for having us on air and for playing our recordings. It really means a lot, and it's an honor to be included.
Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.